This is Bill Wills with Michael Diemer, the Downtown Cleveland Alliance. I heard and saw so much about the success, Michael, of the first MetroHealth Juneteenth Cleveland Freedom Fest. Big turnout, right?
We had a terrific event downtown on Juneteenth. It was our first annual Juneteenth Freedom Fest in downtown Cleveland. First time we've really commemorated Juneteenth in downtown. We had thousands of people on Mall C all day. Great performances, great art, great food, great family fun. And it was an energy that we love to see downtown. The kind of diversity that you see in the great global cities of the world was on full display in downtown Cleveland on Saturday. So it was a great way to commemorate the holiday and the event. Terrific partnerships involved as well. You know, we were able to feature Caramu House, which is the oldest producing black theater in the entire United States. They're right here in Cleveland, but we were able to bring them to center stage with some terrific performances on Saturday and really highlight them in downtown Cleveland. We're excited to be able to do that. Great partnership with Ingenuity Cleveland and all the artists that we've been working with through them over the course of the past year. And of course, it was all made possible by our sponsors and partners leading with MetroHealth. That made it all possible. So a terrific event, and we're just really excited about the impact it had on downtown, and we're looking forward to continuing it on an annual basis going forward.
Yeah, no, Dr. Boudreaux and the team at MetroHealth were so just so excited about that day. And you know what, with that event, and now officially, of course, summertime, all sorts of great things in downtown Cleveland, right?
Well, the Juneteenth Freedom Fest was a terrific kickoff to the summer event season, which after, you know, a dormant year is back in full swing. It's all part of our Welcome Back to Downtown campaign, welcoming workers and visitors coming back into downtown. There are weekly food truck events. Obviously, the Indians are at full capacity at Progressive Field, live theater in Playhouse Square, live music at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. So many things going on to welcome workers and visitors back into downtown. And as always, you can learn all about it by visiting us on our website at downtowncleveland.com and find out all the new things that are taking place, all the old favorites that are open that folks are returning to and falling in love with all over again. And it's just a great energy and exciting time in downtown Cleveland, and we're looking forward to continuing it throughout the summer.
Michael Diemer with the Downtown Cleveland Alliance.